Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Joe Jensen, who is Vice President in Intel's Internet of Things Group, as well as General Manager of the Retail Solutions Division there. So, Joe, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning.
So it's going to be a great conversation, Internet of Things and the implications and application to retail, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. So let's start with what may seem like a very basic question. Internet of Things, it's a term everyone uses, everyone's projecting growth, everyone's projecting the billions and trillions of dollars in commerce that will be enabled by Internet of Things. Help us understand, how do you define Internet of Things?
Yeah, the Internet of Things is really about the economics changing dramatically in technology, which is going to enable an explosion of a connection of devices and data at the edge. That sounds like lots of tech gobbledygook. What it really means is that you're going to very affordably and much more simply be able to sense what's happening in your retail environment, understand what shoppers are doing based on how they move through the store and the things that they're doing, and then be able to use analytics to predict what kinds of things are interested so you can make more relevant offers to them.
So it's interesting that you mention the ability for retailers to understand what's happening in their store. Kevin Ashton, who's often credited for being the father of the Internet of Things, started his journey by trying to understand why brown lipstick in the drugstore near where he was living kept disappearing from shelves. And that inspired him to think about ways to creatively use technology to track products and to create what he calls smart packaging. How has the concept evolved since the days that Kevin Ashton was staring at brown lipstick on store shelves?
Well, I think that the tech industry's ability to deliver at the right cost points technologies to track packages has improved dramatically. So the need has always been there, we think, to have better visibility into what's happening with the inventory in your store. And if you think about it, back in the days when you had store owners that had a single store, they understood their inventory, probably money out of their pocket on the shelf, and so they kept a close eye on it. They also understood their customers, what people liked and didn't like. When they were out of stock, you know, it was really clear that they were out of stock. And when you go to large-scale retail, you lose the ability to kind of have that insight that the individual store owner could deliver in their store, because now you've got management managing hundreds or thousands of stores. And so technology is going to enable retailers to bring back that visibility. If you look in typical retail, the accuracy of individual SKUs is only around 60%. So that means 40% of the SKUs are not accurately counted in the store. And the key,
wow,
again, the Internet of Things is going to enable us to be able to deliver those insights to retailers much more affordably than in the past. So it's really about the economics are changing.
It's so interesting that we're using so much technology to deliver an experience that used to be the experience at retail when we had none of it. And you just, you know, mentioned the store owner who had a shop and knew all inventory. And now, obviously, the Internet of Things is enabling much larger retailers operating at scale to do the same thing. But how hard is it for a retailer to actually execute against that kind of a vision? What's involved?
Well, the first thing is you obviously have to understand what the actual inventory is. Most retailers today will say that they have inventory visibility at the store level. What they're really talking about is they've linked the system reports that tell them what the kind of theoretical inventory is in each store, meaning they took a physical inventory and they've had sales out since that physical inventory and they've taken more stock back in. But that inventory is never really accurate. That's where you get in that 60% accuracy range. It turns out that after a physical inventory, typically 90% of the SKUs are correctly counted and 10% are wrong right after a physical inventory. So even the baseline is not very accurate. And the challenge you run into is shoppers have changed dramatically. You know, consumer expectations, and I think what the internet has enabled, is a shift from, you know, you walk into a store, you see an item on the, you know, say a shirt that you like the color and the style, you flip through the rack and look for your size, and if they don't have it, which, by the way, that's about 50-50 in stores, they don't have it, 20, 30 years ago, you would have said to yourself, you know, shame on me, I should have come sooner to the store, you know, my fault for not coming more often. I'll change my behavior. Today's consumers look at that and say, what the heck? Why doesn't the store have what I want? I'm going to go look somewhere else. And I think consumer expectations are much more demanding today in that the stores need to do a much better job of really delivering what the customer wants when they want it. And so far, I think stores have been applying, you know, kind of maybe band-aid technologies like endless aisle, where you can go offer the shopper the opportunity to buy it online and ship it to their home or that kind of thing. But we're seeing studies and research that show that a very small fraction of customers will actually go from not seeing it on the shelf to flagging down a clerk to go look for it, wait for the clerk to go in the back and dig around and look for it, wait some more time for the clerk to come to the front of the store, and then offer up an endless aisle opportunity and actually close the sale. One study showed that only 1% of shoppers who see something out of stock will go through the entire journey and actually order for an endless aisle sale. So retailers are losing a ton of business today, and I don't know that they really understand how much of their shopper base is just moved where they purchase because of that, you know, inability to really deliver what they want when they want. 60% of purchases in the U.S. are for things that people didn't really need. You know, shopping is a hobby, retail therapy. You know, you go to the mall, you want to go wander around and buy something. The first store doesn't have what you liked or wanted. You move down the mall to the next store and you spend your money there. And so there's a ton of opportunity costs for retailers in not optimizing and managing their inventory stock.
So Joe, how does the Internet of Things solve for that specifically? I understand the problem. And while that 1% number is pretty bleak, but what specifically does the Internet of Things technology or platform enable retailers to do to overcome that?
The key is being able to use sensors to understand what physical inventory you have in your store, you know, what shoppers moving through your store. You know, take an example again of having your own store as a store owner. You bought too many blue sweaters for men this season. When a guy walks in, you're going to subtly suggest he try on a blue sweater because you know that you have too many and you don't want to mark them down or sell them below cost. If you happen to have too many small and medium blue sweaters for men, but you're out of large and extra large, if a larger man comes in, you're not going to suggest a blue sweater because you'll create demand for a blue sweater that you can't fulfill. You'll just create a dissatisfaction. So that individual store owner can really micro-optimize and sell the inventory at the highest possible price because they understand their inventory and they understand their shoppers. And take that now to a current department store type setting. Rather than having a poster at the front of the store advertising prom dresses, when a guy walks in, there's no chance that guy is going to buy a prom dress. Sure, it might be prom dress season, but why not have a digital screen at the front of the store that detects gender when somebody comes in and put relevant content on the screen depending on who's walking by? Well, we've been able to go do that with the industry for 5 years. The next step now is we've got a new sensing technology called RealSense that not only will allow you to understand the gender, but you can also estimate the size of the shopper. So now you can see that you've got a male shopper walking in that's a, you know, a larger size person, and you have too many small and medium blue sweaters. Don't show the blue sweater. Rather show something that's going to fit that size shopper. And we think it's all about showing things to shoppers that are relevant to them. And a big part of relevance is show them something you can sell them right now. Too many times see in retail that, you know, maybe across the thousands of stores, they have too many blue sweaters. And so they put them on sale everywhere. But some stores have too few and some stores have too many.
Well, that's a fascinating anecdote. And that really does provide the relevance that both the retailer and the consumer are searching for in their shopping experience. And it really is what will make the physical store experience better for the consumer. They're not going in there as often, but if they know when they do, there's a better experience waiting for them. Perhaps that will change. Let's shift gears a little bit. So what is Intel's role in making all of this happen?
Well, key for us, and really everything we try to develop technology-wise for retail, we try to test it with, is this going to enhance the shopper experience or not? We're not really just trying to build technologies that are going to, you know, enable retailers to sell things customers don't want or push products they're not interested in. It's really about how do we enable that perfect shopping experience? And there's many facets to perfect. You know, one of them is the experience in the store from how you're served and what you see, and the merchandise have to be great. We think experience also means that if you're interested in buying something, you can actually buy it right then and there. And there's another element, too, that we're very fascinated with, and that's that we think that today's shoppers are much less patient than in the past. And the way we view it is, you know, shoppers want frictionless experiences. So when you come in the store, it's easy to find things. When you need help, the help is there. When you want to close a transaction, you can close it quickly. I look at Uber, and I think a big part of why Uber is so successful is that it's very, very simple and frictionless. You know, you enter in your phone the address you want to go to, you get in the car, the driver goes to that address, and then you get there, you just get out. You don't have to do anything else in that experience. And so what we want to do is enable retailers to bring up that level of experience for shoppers by really taking all the friction and things that slow that transaction down. You're looking at a large ticket purchase. You want to buy a TV. Most people need to do some research. They want to do some comparisons of TVs. They want to know they're paying a fair price. If a retailer could actually answer all of those potential objections at the first store the customer goes to, there's a much higher chance of closing that sale. But what happens today is typically retailers merchandise their product. The sales guy comes and talks about the benefits of their product. The customer looks at the price and they say to themselves, well, you know, I need to do some research. I need to go online. I'll look at a couple more stores and see if the price is fair. And by the second or third store, they've collected enough information to now make the decision to buy. You know, why not enable the shopper to get all that information real time in the store? Enable your associates with mobile devices so that they can help the shopper do some comparison pricing, help the customer pull up product reviews and understand what others think of the product. Enable easy social media to go, you know, have mass their friends what they think of that product. And so for us, that, you know, taking that friction out of retail is really kind of all the aspects. You know, what's the experience in the store like? You know, can you really sell them something that's relevant right now to them? Can you enable them to learn what they want through and need to about the product? Enable them to test the purchase decision with their friends? Kind of all those aspects are things that would make that experience more frictionless for the customer.
Well, it certainly is such an interesting opportunity for retail to reimagine the relationships with its customers in those stores, and really excited for our conversation today, and certainly for future conversations that we'll have as this becomes more a standard way that retailers use technology to create a better shopping experience for that consumer. Thanks very much, Joe, for your time.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity to chat this morning.